After having expressed these powerful words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we need to stop, pause, reflect, and internalize before we can go on. The Torah will tell us what to do next. But we need to be able to create a space where we can allow these messages to penetrate our hearts and our minds. The way that we do this is through whispering, Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchus Elayilam Void. Blessed is the name of His glorious kingdom for all eternity. It's a way of expressing our appreciation for the privilege of being able to serve the one whose kingdom is eternal and unbounded. Having a relationship with the Emes of Hashem Echad. And all year round, we say it in a whisper. Chazal say that there are two reasons for it. So number one, when Yaakov Avinu is on his deathbed, he wants to ensure that his children, the Shivtei Ka, the Shvatim, are loyal to him. So he calls out Shema Yisrael. They call out Shema Yisrael. They call out Shema Yisrael, listen, our father, Yisrael, Yaakov, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. And he turned to them and said, Baruch Shem Kvod Machas Leilam Vait. And Chazal say, well, we should say these words in our tefillahs because Yaakov said them. But on the other hand, in the Torah, Moshe didn't say them. They're not in the Torah. So the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph says, so let's say it quietly as a compromise. There's another reason as well. It's that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was up on Har Sinai, heard these words from the Malachim and taught it to Klal Yisrael. These are angelic words. We're not on the level. And therefore we can't say them. We say them quietly. Because it's not appropriate to express them out loud and be above our station. The only time we can is on Yom Kippur, when we really, really are Malachim. Either way, Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchus Leilam Void is something that was uttered in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Shem HaMafairish was expressed, and when we say these words, we need to appreciate what we're saying. Number one, it's a consolidation of the affirmation of our total loyalty to Hashem. Number two, it's an awareness of our powerful spiritual essence and nature, of our connection to a spiritual world. An awareness that the world we see right now is not the world as it's meant to be. We're longing, yearning for a world of Kvod Shamayim, of honor of heaven, of Malchus Shamayim, of the kingdom of heaven. It's here now. But we want it to have full fruition. And therefore we utter it with quiet conviction. In doing so, internalize the message of the Shema, that the truth that we know now will ultimately be known by all of humanity.